American Language Course, Volume 2200, Tape 2207C. Hello, how are you today? Open your tape support material to Figure 1 in the section for Tape 2207C. In Figure 1, Number 1, do you see three sentences? In this exercise, you will select the sentence that is closest in meaning to the sentence on tape. You will need to listen carefully. Do you have your pencil? Let's begin. Number 1. Jane wants to sit beside the teacher. Two, Jim doesn't want to go to college. Besides, it's too expensive. Three, we thought John was spending too much money. Just the same, he decided to get a new car. Four, he decided to buy a spare tire. Five, he's going to look around before he buys a car. Now, let's check to see how many you got right. For number one, B is correct. For number 2, A is correct. Number 3, A is correct. Number 4, C is correct. Number 5, B is correct. Did you get them all correct? If so, that's very good. Put the number of sentences you got right in the blank at the end of Figure 1. For the next exercise, we'll do something different. Turn to Figure 2 in your tape support material. You see some sentences with blank spaces. As I read a sentence, fill in the blank spaces. Let's begin now. Number 1. Jim happily switched on the lights when he came in. Two, he decided to leave, although he always wanted to stay longer. Three, he put on a good-looking raincoat when it began to rain. Four, he cleared the area before he officially took off. 5. I don't want to buy anything. I'm just lazily looking around. Let's check to see if you have filled in the blanks with the correct word or words. Number 1 is switched on. That's spelled SWITCHED, switched, and ON, on. 2 is to leave. TO, 2, and LEAVE. Leave. 3. Raincoat. RAINCOAT. 4. Cleared. CLEARED. 5. Looking around. LOOKING, looking, and AROUND, around. Listen to the words again and repeat each one after me. Repeat. Number 1, switched on. Number 2, to leave. Number 3, raincoat. Number 4, cleared. Number 5, looking around. If you did okay on that one, let's go on to an exercise on sounds. In your tape support material, figure 3, you will see the symbols for two sounds. The first one is N, as in sun, and the second is N, as in sung. I hope you can hear the difference. Repeat after me. Number 1, sun, sun. Number 2, sung, sung. Below the symbols is a list of words ending in either N or ng. I will pronounce each word twice. You put the number 1 beside each word ending in N, and the number 2 beside each word ending in ng. Listen carefully. Let's begin. A. Fun. Fun. B. Bang. Bang. C. Thing. Thing. D. Blown. Blown. E. Plan. Plan. F. Ring. Ring. G. Kin. Kin. H. Done. Done. I. King. King. J. Crown. Crown. K. Rain. Rain. L. Bring. Bring.
Okay. Let's check to see if you identified all the sounds correctly. Remember, number 1 for N and 2 for ng. A is 1, B 2, C 2, D 1, E 1, F 2, G 1, H 1, I 2. J 1, K 1, L 2. How many words did you identify correctly? Put the number correct in the blank at the right. In the lesson on what things are made of, you learned that everything is in the form of a solid, a liquid, or a gas. In your tape support material, Figure 4, you see three sections titled Solids, Liquids, and Gases. As I read a word to you, write it in the correct column. For example, if I gave you the word juice, you would write it in the column for liquids. I will say each word twice. Let's begin. Number 1. Wood. Wood. Two. Glass. Glass. Three. Milk. Milk. Four. Smoke. Smoke. Five. Gold. Gold. Six. Tea. Tea. Seven. Steel. Steel. Eight. Oil. Oil. Nine. Plastic. Plastic. Ten. Gasoline. Gasoline. 11. Air. Air. 12. Wire. Wire. 13. Sugar. Sugar. 14. Alcohol. Alcohol. 15. Bread. Bread. 16. Coffee. Coffee. 17. Steam. Steam. 18. Candy. Candy. 19. An apple. An apple. 20. Rubber. Rubber. 21. Let's check to see how many you got right. In the first column, solids, you should have written number 1, wood. W-O-O-D. Number 2, glass. G-L-A-S-S. Number 5, gold. G-O-L-D. Number 7, steel. S-T-E-E-L. Number 9, plastic. P-L-A-S-T-I-C. Number 12, wire. W
S-I-R-E. Number 13, sugar. S-U-G-A-R. Number 15, bread. B-R-E-A-D. Number 18, candy. C-A-N-D-Y. Number 19, an apple. A-N-N and A-P-P-L-E. Apple. Number 20, rubber. R-U-B-B-E-R. In the second column, liquids, you should have written number 3, milk. M-I-L-K. Number 6, tea. T-E-A. Number 8, oil. O-I-L. 10, gasoline. G-A-S-O-L-I-N-E. 14, alcohol. A-L-C-O-H-O-L. 16, coffee. C-O-F-F-E-E. Finally, in the third column, you should have all the rest. Number 4, smoke. S-M-O-K-E. Number 11, air. A-I-R. Number 17, steam. S-T-E-A-M. That was an easy exercise, wasn't it? Put the number you got correct in the blank at the end of figure 4. In this next exercise, use figure 5 in your tape support material. I will read you a sentence. From the two sentences, A and B, in the tape support material, choose the sentence that most nearly has the same meaning as the one you hear. I'll read each sentence twice. Number 1. All matter is in the form of solids, liquids, or gases. All matter is in the form of solids, liquids, or gases. Number 2. Copper is a good conductor of electricity. Copper is a good conductor of electricity. Number 3. The skin of airplanes is made of aluminum. The skin of airplanes is made of aluminum. Number 4. Silver, although a good conductor, is not used widely. Silver, although a good conductor, is not used widely. Number 5. All matter, whether solid, liquid, or gas, is made of molecules. All matter, whether solid, liquid, or gas,
is made of molecules. Let's see how many you matched correctly. Number 1 is B. Number 2 is A. 3 is B. 4 is A. 5 is B. If you got them all correct, you are a good student. Put the number you got right in the blank at the end of Figure 5. Now, we're ready for Figure 6 in your tape support material. This is a true or false exercise on the things you learned in the lesson. So all you need to do is to circle the T if the statement is true, or circle the F if the statement is false. Listen carefully as I read each statement. Let's begin. Number 1. In school, a student usually spends more time reading than listening. Two, you don't need to pay close attention to learn. Three, you must be alert to learn. Four, it is possible to relax physically if your mind is alert and attentive. Five, active listening is an effective learning tool. Six, the will to learn is not necessary for effective listening. Let's check your answers. Sentence number 1 is true. Number 2 is false. 3 is true. 4 is true. 5 is true. 6 is false. Was that difficult? Probably not if you listened carefully to your note-taking exercise in class. Now look at Figure 7. I'm going to read you some sentences. Some will have a positives in them, such as, John, my friend, is a doctor. And some sentences will not have an appositive, such as, John is a doctor. When you hear a sentence with an appositive, circle the number of that sentence. If the sentence has no appositive, do not mark anything. Ready? Listen carefully. I'll read each sentence twice. Sentence number 1. Brass, a common alloy, is sometimes used in lamps. Brass, a common alloy, is sometimes used in lamps. Two. Some solids that are metals are used in the technical field. Some solids that are metals are used in the technical field. Three. You will work with alloys, substances composed of two or more metals. You will work with alloys, substances composed of two or more metals.
4. Copper, a good conductor, can be easily bent to any shape. Copper, a good conductor, can be easily bent to any shape. Five. Water, when frozen, becomes a solid. Water, when frozen, becomes a solid. Six. Matter made of molecules is either a gas, a liquid, or a solid. Matter made of molecules is either a gas, a liquid, or a solid. Seven. Aluminum, a metal used as the skin of airplanes, is very light. Aluminum, a metal used as the skin of airplanes, is very light. Eight. Silver, which is not cheap, is too expensive to use in most wiring. Silver, which is not cheap, is too expensive to use in most wiring. That was a little bit difficult, wasn't it? How did you do? Let's see how many sentences have appositives in them. Number one has an appositive, a common alloy. Listen again. Brass, a common alloy, is sometimes used in lamps. Two does not have an appositive. Listen. Some solids that are metals are used in the technical field. Three has an appositive. Substances composed of two or more metals. The sentence again. You will work with alloys, substances composed of two or more metals. Four has an appositive, a good conductor. Listen. Copper, a good conductor, can be easily bent to any shape. Five does not have an appositive. Listen. Water, when frozen, becomes a solid. Six also doesn't have an appositive. Listen. Matter made of molecules is either a gas, a liquid, or a solid. Number seven has an appositive. A metal used as the skin of airplanes. The sentence. Aluminum, a metal used as the skin of airplanes, is very light. Number eight does not have an appositive. Listen. Silver, which is not cheap, is too expensive to use in most wiring. Well, how many did you get right? All of them, I hope. For the last exercise of this tape, we will do a fill-in-the-blank exercise. Look at figure 8 in your tape support material. I'm going to read some sentences. You write the missing words in the blanks as I read. Listen carefully so you will hear the missing words. We'll begin now. Number 1. Mr. Jones will explain the structure of the aircraft. Two.
A valve admits the fuel into the cylinder. Three. The emergency pump is known as the emergency hydraulic pump. Four. The exhaust valve lets the exhaust gases out of the cylinder. Five. Fuel is admitted into the cylinder through the intake valve. Six. Our new instructor is an experienced navigator. It's time to check and see how many blanks you filled in correctly. Number one, you should have written structure. STRUCTURE. Two, the word fuel. FUEL. Three, the word hydraulic. HYDRAULIC. Four, the word cylinder. CYLINDER. Five, the word intake. INTAKE. Six, the word navigator. NAVIGATOR. How many did you get right? All of them, I hope. If you did, I know you've learned how to listen carefully. Now, go ahead and do the tape evaluation exercise. Your instructor will check your work. This is the end of tape 2207C.